Thank you, Mr. Chair. The complexity here is not only that our distinguished chair took an initiative to request to the MSX chairs to do this summary report, because they already have a summary report that is combined to the factual report. The other complexity is we are dealing with five different documents that they all have different levels, different type of writing and different levels. So it's difficult to take that as an official document of the meeting, because it's not, for my delegation, it's not an official document. It doesn't have any status. And I've been raising this for a very long time. I cannot give you a status at a document that is the state parties didn't agree to ask them to do it, to ask them to test that. So I understand that they want to produce some outcomes for the meeting, for their person, and it's a personal view for just one person, for the rest of the state parties. So I don't think my delegation can agree on that. I understand the proposal from Brazil. We can work on a little bit on that and see if these reports can be in the annex or not. I need to consult for further instruction on that. But in the 27, what is the formal part of the meeting cannot be reflected. This is my red line, cannot be reflected, not in this part. Probably we can think about it to see if it can be in an annex, or it can be an information for the state parties on the documentation part. I don't know. We are in a difficult times, and for difficult times, we have innovative ideas. So I'm willing to look at and ask to my ambassador instruction on this, but this is my red line. I cannot put in the same status on the 27th.